I want to welcome you back to the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. On today, on Broadcast Sunday, we're going to be doing a Broadcast Sunday every single Sunday for the rest of the year. Say amen. You know, today, so Broadcast Sunday is going to be you can expect to tune in and hear a nice little devotional / sermon. Today, we're going to be talking about forgiveness. Oh boy, oh boy, I hear it now, hear it now. I hear the rumblings. Forgiveness. Oh no, I have to forgive my Aunt Sally? I have to forgive my mother-in-law for what she did 2 weeks ago or a year ago? Whoa, no way. Come back up here. But let's see what God has to say. Why? You need to forgive your Aunt Sally, while you need to forgive your mother-in-law also. So let's go ahead and pray first. I want to pray for each and every one of you. And just thank God, dear Heavenly Father. I just thank you, Father God, for forgiving me this platform where I can, reach others, build relationships with people, make new friends, and just be a blessing to others. But most importantly, let's take me out of the equation, because you're using me. You're speaking through me, Lord. It ain't me. You know, it's through your glory, your power, that this is even possible. That I'm even talking to people online through a podcast to share your word with others. Those that have an ear to listen, a heart to listen, a heart to receive it. I just want to thank you. No matter how big or small my supporters or listeners or an audience is, I'm just so blessed. And thank you, Lord, that they tune in every single week or every time that you lay on my heart to have a message or a podcast show. And I just want to thank them for, for them being a blessing. But Lord, I just ask that you be with each and every one today, tomorrow, and the next day and next day. Give them strength in all the areas of their life. Give them healing if they need healing. Open their hearts to receive your word this morning, Lord, or evening or afternoon, wherever it's at, to receive your word and to have an open ear, open mind, and to apply it to their lives. Because the word of God stands, the word of God is holy and truthful yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So I ask this, and thank you, Lord, and I ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 So today we're going to, like I said, yeah, we're going to be talking about forgiveness. It's going to be out of Matthew. So if you got your Bibles or Bible apps, whatever you have, go ahead and pull up Matthew. This is going to be out of chapter 6. Verse 14 through 15. And it says here in God's word, holy word, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." I was actually, thinking about, because I've been very familiar with this verse. We're very familiar with, if you want to be forgiven, you need to forgive others. Can you imagine? And I know it's kind of morbid, but, sometimes, in life, or sometimes in our faith, we need to be reminded of the fear of the Lord, because he's got the ability to destroy he gave us our bodies, he gave us our souls, but also has the ability to destroy our body and destroy our souls, also has the ability to send us to hell. And oh yeah, you're going to hear me preaching a lot about that. Not to push you into fear, but if it takes fear to push you closer to God, then amen. Whatever it takes. Because Jesus' will for your life is to be, at the end of your life, when you die, is to be with Him in paradise. It's not His will to send you to hell. That's a choice that you make in your own life. You know how many people are actually going to be in the wrong line because they didn't forgive their brothers and sisters? They did not forgive others when they sinned. They're going to be in the wrong line, folks. I want to repeat after me. That's not going to be me. Because we don't want to be in that wrong line. We want to be in the other line, going to paradise with Jesus. But there are rules and there are guidelines to be able to make it to paradise, to be there in heaven with Jesus Christ and all the others that make it. In one of those, let's hear it. Forgiveness. Yes. One of those guidelines is forgiveness. If you want your Father in heaven to forgive you, when our brothers and sisters, roommates, you name it, co-workers, family members, the mother-in-law, Aunt Sally, do you wrong or sin, you need to forgive them. But you're right. What if they commit, you know, a heinous crime and destroy people's lives and stuff, you know? What if they steal? What if they do this? What if they commit murder and all this stuff, you know? And one of my family members is not here because they took their life. How can I possibly forgive them? How could I possibly forgive them for taking away a blessing from me or taking away, you know, Aunt Sally or Uncle Jim? How could I possibly forgive them because they took my car? How could I possibly forgive someone? You know Jesus forgave? Yeah. You know Jesus forgives the murderer that's in prison. He forgives the thief. He forgave the thief that was on the cross with him. That thief, his whole life, didn't live for Jesus. But at the end of his life, he asked for forgiveness. And Jesus forgave him. Jesus said, you can be with you. I tell you this day, you'll be with me in paradise. In paradise. So if Jesus can forgive the lowliest of the lowliest, the sinners of sinners, because in God's eye, a sin is a sin. It doesn't matter if you lie, if you break the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not commit murder, covet your neighbor's wife, commit adultery. Jesus can forgive you for any of those sins that you commit. While people are hurling insults at people in prisons and saying, oh, they're evil and people and stuff, some of them do have mental problems, but you know what? Some of them are possessed with demons. You know, some of them make poor choices. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, Messiah, is in the forgiveness business. He's in the forgiveness business. He can and he will forgive others, and he has forgiven others in the past, and he will in the future. Now, this doesn't mean, like I've said before, this is a, you know, I'm just going to keep on sinning and sinning. No, 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 no. That's not what it means. What it means is that Jesus forgives, and guess what? That's right, I'm talking to you. You need to forgive others. Don't worry about what Aunt Sally's doing or Uncle Ben's doing or what your mother-in-law's doing or what your wife is doing or husband's doing if they've forgiven that person. You need to check your heart for unforgiveness toward others. Because that's my challenge to all of you this week. Check your hearts. Search your hearts. Do any of you hold unforgiveness for anyone? Not saying you have to call that person, but you could. Or text them and say, I forgive you for this. You literally just say, hey, you know what? I forgive you. I forgive you. But you would be the bigger person if you did, you know, text that person, you know, and say, I forgive you. But you can still forgive them even if you don't. Jesus is looking at your heart. Did you forgive that person? I'm going to continue the message today. I'm going to share a little example actually afterwards, actually after this. I'll be right back. Do you ever wonder when an EMP strike or what it is? When an EMP strike goes off, it's actually an electromagnetic pulse. It knocks out your computer systems. Yes, that's right. Your computer systems in your home. Majority of the cars have computer systems, and they'll be rendered useless, pretty much. And a lot of your electronics will be useless. You'll have no power, no car, no way to get around, no way to generate power. But thanks to EMP Shield, you do have the ability to protect your car, your house, your generator, your solar panels from a possible EMP strike. But also protects it against solar flares, lightning protection as well too. So you can use coupon code JEB. That's JEB. Or you can go to EMPShield.com and enter the coupon code. Or you can go to EMP Shield to make it easier. EMPShield.com/JEB. And that's even if you buy multiple devices for your car and for two cars or your car and your home. You know, don't go to sleep without having the peace of mind of knowing that you and your family are protected and will have power, a way to generate power, and a running vehicle in the event if any of those ever happen, if an EMP ever happens. So, I want to welcome you all back. So I actually want to share a little example with y'all about forgiveness. Yeah, actually something about a young man growing up. Was raised by his mother. His mother wasn't always the nicest person in the world. This man, growing up, experienced verbal abuse, physical abuse. So you can imagine this young man growing up, this child, which is now an old man, harbored a lot of unforgiveness for years and years and years and years. You know, it's sad to say, because if this man would have died any of those years before he actually got to the point where he realized that he needed to forgive his mother after she passed away, then he would have went to hell. Not heaven. Because I'm not forgiving. He's not forgiving his mother. So, how is Jesus going to forgive him? Yeah. We all go through hard times in our life. We all go through our struggles where people wrong us in our life. Maybe not to the extreme where, you know, we're living with an abusive parent. It might be a spouse that cheats on you. It might be your neighbor does you wrong. It might be someone stole your car. Whatever it is, we need to forgive. Not wait 20 years into the future to forgive that person. We need to forgive in the moment. Heat of the moment, right then and there. Does that always happen in a perfect world? No. But if you die in that unforgiveness, you might just not be in the line that you expect to be in. Because how is even Jesus says in his word? And I'm going to go ahead and repeat it again. I'll share this verse one last time. Matthew 6, 14 through 15. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. So that sin of unforgiveness is not forgiven because you didn't forgive that person. And because that, we need to be pure and without blemish, and we go to heaven. But because we held that unforgiveness, we're going on the train and the broad road to the gates of hell. And I don't want anyone to perish. God doesn't want anyone to perish. He doesn't want me to perish. I don't want you to perish. I want each and every one of you in that narrow road heading to the gates of heaven. So my challenge to all of you this week is to forgive. To forgive. Before we close, I want to go ahead and pray for each and every one of you. But I also, before I pray, I want to share how, if you have not, and you do not have Jesus in your life, it's not about a sinner's prayer. It's about repentance. It's about you repenting to Jesus and asking for forgiveness and repenting of your sins and turning away, changing your mind, turning away from that old life, turning away from that sin, turning to Jesus, allowing the Holy Spirit, allowing Jesus and Heavenly Father to come into your life, to come into your heart, and believing in them. And believing in the resurrection, that Jesus died and rose again for our sins. But also, if you're holding any unforgiveness in your heart, before you ask Jesus to forgive you and repent, forgive that person or people. forgive them. Let's go ahead and pray. I want to go ahead and pray for each and every one of you. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I just feel that there's some heavy hearts out there that are holding unforgiveness for others in their lives. And Lord, I just pray at this time you put your hand on their shoulder to give them the strength to forgive that person that they're holding unforgiveness. Remind them, Lord, if they are to be forgiven, they need to forgive others for their sins also. And forgive others. I just want to thank you for each and every one of you. For the blessing that you are. Thank you for always for tuning in, for supporting one another. I love each and every one of you. And Father God, I just want to, in this prayer, let them know that I love each and every one of them. Just as, Lord, you love each and every one of them. Give everyone strength today. Help everyone today. Bless everyone today. Surprise them today. Surprise them with good blessings. And I ask this in your precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So I just wanted to thank you all for tuning in for another Sunday broadcast. And just wanted to encourage all of you. I'll leave everything in the description box below or wherever that is for you. Any blessings that you give towards, this is not a 501c3 ministry, or our podcast, but any blessings you give towards the podcast, either if you give on a monthly basis or you give a one-time, donation. I'll leave that link through PayPal. Or any of the products that you purchase, like EMP Shield to give us a generous commission. So anything, if you buy from there, it will go to help the podcast, help the ministry, help the Jason Beck Show, this podcast, this online ministry also to help reach others, help touch others' lives, because that's what it's about. It's about kingdom building. It's about getting as many people to heaven as possible. Yeah, I know I've talked about other topics, but the main focal point is helping others and connecting them with Jesus Christ. Connecting them. Because sometimes we need that help. We need someone. We need a blessing. We need someone to come along and help us connect us with the Creator. Because sometimes we're not listening. Sometimes we're often left field. And sometimes we need a reminder or accountability. And that's the purpose of the podcast. That's the purpose of why it changed from to a Christian and conservative podcast. No longer on the sidelines for Jesus. On the front lines for Jesus now. So like I said, any of the products you purchase, anything, from the affiliate links, I just want to thank you for any support at all. Prayers, financial support, you name it. Being a blessing, just supporting the show, share this with others. If someone needs to hear this message today, share it with them. I want to thank you so much. Love you, each and every one of you. God bless and have a wonderful and blissful day and week wherever you're at. Bye-bye.